Tama Pōtaka is a regular guest on our program Tuesdays. Thanks for your time, Tama. Tēnā koe.
Kia ora, Dale. And just on that racing driver, if you ever want to read a phenomenal book, it's by Jackie Stewart, the famous F1 driver. It's called Winning Is Not Enough, and he talks about many drivers being killed in the late 60s, early 70s on the F1 circuit and how they were trying to support one another. It's a great book.
Thank you for the recommendation. I'll source it. Jackie Stewart, long-time contributor to the motorsport scene, and of course we've got a young New Zealand driver right in the thick of Formula One at the moment with Liam Lawson. And in the Formula E, we've still got one of those Jones boys, Mitch, I think is he's still doing well. Okay, mate, we'll call
it Hayden Paddon. And Hayden Paddon.
Of course. And more. We've got a great history in the motorsport scene. Māori businesses are exporting hundreds of millions of dollars worth of goods, particularly into markets like China. Tama, how can our country better promote Māori brands, products and indigenous business models internationally? And what opportunities do you see for growth in emerging global markets for Māori-made products? Let's start there.
Well, the National Party and National-led government are all about free trade agreements and making sure that we create the pathways for Māori and all New Zealand businesses actually to export. That's why I'm so enthusiastic about the work Todd McClay's been doing with the Indian free trade agreement. Some people said we couldn't do it. Well, we've done it. And, of course, the next billion customers. So that's the first thing, create the pathways internationally to enable exports, and we believe in free trade. The second thing is to make sure that we support Māori exporters, whether or not it's primary sector, manufacturing or any sector, to actually grow. That's why last week I was so energised to announce the investment of Pūtea, the co-investment alongside Tuarapaki and their partners Halcyon and Hydrogen Energy down in Taupō, the Ngāti Pāhu Weta Horticulture Development in Rōpunga, of all places, where they're growing apples and other varieties, and the Tiraki Wines business down in Marlborough. Getting behind and investing a bit of Pūtea alongside friends, whānau and family involved in these Māori exporting businesses. So that's the second thing. And the third thing and final thing, Dale, is to make sure that we use the leverage that we have together, such as the Te Māori Kaupapa, to platform out of culture our exports and trade.
Are you aware of any Māori trading with, say, India, off the back of the free trade agreement? Have any deals been struck that you're aware of?
A lot of product that comes off Māori-owned farms actually ends up over that way. That's already happening, but I know of people in Hamilton who have been liaising with Māori business, some of the Indian and Sikh communities, to accelerate exports through to India. That's bounced off the back of the free trade discussions and negotiations, but importantly, it's reinforcing those intergenerational links that Māori have with Indian and Sikh communities locally.
Tēnā koe. We've got some stats here from StatsNZ figures show 5,850 economically significant Māori businesses. It's a lot of businesses.
Isn't that amazing, Dale?
55,000 employees, 32.6 billion dollars in assets, and nearly $1.5 billion in exports. What specific actions is the government taking to help Māori business scale up, access capital and compete in higher value industries both here and overseas then?
Well, it's trite, Dale, that Māori business succeeding is going to enable more New Zealand success. That's just, like night follows day and day follows night. The second thing is that we are very keen to ensure that the settings around Māori land, for example, are enabling. And there'll be more news on that shortly, but enabling, not to enable alienation or anything like that, but to enable more growth. So we did that with housing, the Papakāinga rules, to enable 10 houses to be built on Māori land without having a runoff with council. And we've got a range of other initiatives. For example, the Invest Boost arrangements that enable businesses, Māori and other New Zealand businesses, to acquire machinery and other materials with a better tax arrangement. You know, we're a party of no new taxes, Dale, the National Party. And importantly, we don't want to tax people more in order to get money into the government. What we're saying is create the settings to enable more exports and more trade. And we're doing that through a range of initiatives, regulatory, but also some financial support there, here and there.
What are you making of parties promising the world? And I don't want to be immediately dismissive, but for instance, Te Pāti Māori say that the Waitangi Tribunal findings will and need to be made binding. Yesterday, I spoke with Marama Davidson from the Greens, suggesting that a Kiwi March should replace the grocery duopoly that we've been living under for far too long. Sometimes it feels as though pre-election and the weeks leading up to something like an opportunity to publish your wish lists, and at times many thinking, well, hey, you can promise the world, but delivering some of these ideas is much more problematic. What should the general public be reading into such bold suggestions as to what might occur after November?
Well, be careful of some promises, particularly around nationalising private business and private industry like supermarkets. We think that is a step too far, not well costed, and could end up like KiwiBuild, who promise 100,000 and you might get to 3. That's not our idea of fun or our idea to build a stable and sustainable economy. We would much rather tweak the legislative and regulatory settings and enable Māori businesses to succeed. Look at some of these tourism businesses that are going so well, Dale, owned by Māori. For example, Naitahu Tourism. For example, Real NZ, owned by one of the Palata Whānau. That's the largest or second largest tourism business in the country. Māori businesses are doing very, very well, but enabling the settings to be tweaked, enabling easier concession decision-making and better area planning on the conservation estate, ensuring that there's no new taxes, making sure that we enable tax relief like investment boosts, those things help. Those things are genuine and material. Once you start saying, let's nationalise the supermarket chains and call it Kiwi Mart or whatever it might be, next minute they'll be nationalising Wātea Radio. You don't want that to happen.
No, we don't. But like National have come out with no new taxes. Yeah, we've seen turnarounds.
Well, how are you going to pay for nationalising supermarkets? How are you going to pay for that?
Yeah, well, that's what I mean. How are the blue team going to operate with no new taxes? And for how long will this be the start?
We are operating with no new taxes. That's what we're doing right now. What we're not going to do is increase tax to then go and nationalise Foursquare. That's not our idea of fun, Dale. That actually rips away from those business owners what they've been building up over years to try and get into the foodstuffs system. So that's not what we're into. Others are. We're not. We support business. We need to make sure the Commerce Commission and others have got competition happening, but we're not going to go out and nationalise the supermarkets. That's crazy talk.
Okay, well, let's leave that in the Green Party domain. What about no new taxes? I've seen the billboards. How long is this going to last for?
Well, that's what we're campaigning on. If you want an increase in the cost of living, if you want your inheritance to be taxed, if you want your flash Raptor Ranger to be taxed, Dale, go for your life. Vote for other parties. But we do not believe in new taxes.
Yeah, but that's what I'm getting at. No new taxes is the catch cry going into November 7. But for how long no new taxes?
Well, let's give you an example. We promised tax relief back in 2023. In 2024, Nicola Willis, the Minister of Finance, delivered tax relief that resulted in around $400 million remaining in the pockets of whānau Māori. That's what we believe in, Dale. If you start saying, let's go and tax people and then come up with some wishy-washy idea about a light rail system out to Manukau that costs $29 billion, go for your life. But we're actually making positive, constructive, incremental steps to get a better transport system, to get better infrastructure, to get solar panels on schools, to do a whole range of things that actually build the economy and build productivity. Look at that road going up Northdale. Isn't that fantastic? That would never have happened under a Labor-led government.
We've become as a society, pretty used to political U-turns. That's what I'm getting at. Okay, we're going into the election with no new taxes, but for how long might you sustain that if you get the reins of power and get another term?
Well, we've committed to no new taxes. That's what we're committed to, and I understand that that's the same space that Matua Winitana, the Rangatira, Matua Shane and Matua Rewi Seymour are in too. And good on them. That's what National is saying, no new taxes. If you want to increase the cost of living, vote for parties that want more taxes. That will hurt the Māori economy. That will hurt whānau Māori if you start loading more cost of living on them.
Oh, well, that makes sense. Yeah, I mean, but it's easy to put it on a billboard. Hard to maintain it across three challenging years.
Well, we committed to tax relief in 23 and we delivered.
Okay, fair enough. Well, I guess people will make their decisions when they hit those polling booths. Kōrero Neihana now. Ngā wā honui te pō challenge political leaders to focus on nation building and the future of the country. When you hear calls to build a nation, Tama, what does that mean in practical terms for Māori economic development? And what role do you see Māori business playing in shaping our country's future?
Absolutely. We have a different investment horizon, and that's one of the endowments that Māori businesses have, Dale. We often have funds across Māori organisations that are sort of a commensurate or sort of similar in nature to sovereign wealth funds. So our investment horizon is a lot longer. Doesn't mean that we don't take short-term decisions when we need to, but some of our businesses are perpetual. You can't sell our land willy-nilly, Dale, as others can. That's not the game that we're in. We're into perpetual ownership with our Māori land businesses, and that drives a different operating model. It drives us towards making sure we look after the whenua, we look after the moana, and ultimately we can handle a longer-term return profile than, say, some other businesses. That's something that is an endowment that we have, and we should leverage that endowment, not just for our own mokopuna and our own successive owners, but also for the country. Hence why you see a lot of people wanting to partner with Māori businesses.
This godlike description you bestow on the National Party would suggest infallible politics. Has National got it all right? Have you made any mistakes?
No, we haven't got everything all right. And if anyone says that they're perfect and they get everything right all the time, they're an omnipotent and omniscient being that I've never met before, Dale. But what we want to do is make sure we get most of the big things right, hence why we're so focused on getting the economy sorted. Hence why we're so focused on getting health and education sorted and law and order sorted. And you know me, down here in the hard-working suburbs of Hamilton West, Dale, I'm focused on making sure we get ram raids gone and get kids out of hotels into homes. That's where I'm at. Practical, pragmatic change that sustains our economies and communities over time, especially Hamilton West, City of the Future.
Tēnā koe. Ram raids seem a little bit like breakdancing, something from yesteryear, but I do take your point. And my ears have turned blue. Thank you very much for joining us on the program. Tama, tēnā koe.
Tēnā koe. Thank you very much. I'm on the corners in Pūkete at the moment, Dale, waving flags.
Well, good on you. That's one way to campaign. Thank you for your time. Tēnā koe.
Kia kite.
Kia ora. That's our regular Tuesday morning. Man, Tama Pōtaka.